Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's a bodily week. Holy Week is a week when we remember where the body of our Savior journeyed. To Jerusalem, to the cross, to the open tomb. But Holy Week should also be a mindful week. Does that mean we ought to mind our P's and Q's? Be more mindful of others? No, we should do that all the time. A mindful week is one where Christians put their minds on things above, on higher things. Holy Week is not a silent film in which you just sit there and watch it all go by and you just take it in. Really, Holy Week, you should put your mind into it, right? It's a week when we become more mindful of what our Savior has done, His passion, and all that it means. Here's a thought-provoking question to get us started. What was on Jesus' mind as He rode into Jerusalem? What do you suppose was his mind as He rode on that donkey into Jerusalem with all the palm branches, all the hubbub of all the people praising Him? What was on our Savior's mind? Would you be surprised if I said nothing? Jerry Seinfeld had a sitcom in the 90s all about nothing. It was a 9-year show about nothing. There must be a lot of comedy in nothingness, right? But Jesus' mindfulness of nothing is no laughing matter. It's full of meaning. It has everything to do with his mission to make himself nothing. Here again, St. Paul in Philippians chapter 2 that was read. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing. So as Jesus rode in Jerusalem, and all those palm branches praised him, and all the people, I suppose a passerby could have said to Jesus, "What are you up to?" And Jesus could honestly say, "Me? Oh, nothing." People who are up to nothing, however, are usually up to no good. They're scheming to get away with something immoral under the guise of just being a regular old Joe. Is that what Jesus was doing? But Jesus' mission to become nothing is not for no good. It is for the highest good. He is emptying himself of everything due him as God. That's life. That's his authority. That's his glory. And his righteousness. And taking the form of a servant, a sinner, he humbles himself, allowing himself to be crucified, and gives up his spirit. From the looks of it, God the Father doesn't have a care in the world for that dying man. He appears to be nothing to God. No angels rescue him from the cross and bitter death, though in fact he is God, God's Son, God's beloved, begotten of the Father. For all those waiting for something to happen, for God to intervene, or for a friend to come and rescue Jesus, they will go home disappointed. No rescue. No plot twist whereby at 3 p.m. Roman soldiers, Pilate and Herod, Pharisees and scribes are all dead and Jesus is the last man standing. Nothing like that happens. By Friday this week, we'll see nothing. A Savior whose life was emptied, no breath in him, nothing to look at. Many will turn their heads with nothing but tears for all that they had witnessed. This is what a sinful man deserves, though he is innocent. It is what we deserve, we who sin against God, forsaking his ways. So Jesus succeeded in becoming nothing. The God who became nothing on Good Friday. But his death, as you know, was not for nothing. His death is life and forgiveness for all who believe in the grace of this gift, who would send his own Son to empty himself for us. In fact, it was really something. The fulfillment of God's plan, the sacrificial lamb that we sang about in human flesh. It is only when Jesus becomes nothing that something wonderful could happen. That's something we'll hear about and rejoice in next Sunday. Palm Sunday, however, gives us plenty to put our minds on before the Savior comes to nothing. The palms were symbolic of the Garden of Eden and Jesus, the new Adam, the seed of the woman. God promised to send to save mankind from sin and death. The people on Palm Sunday who welcomed Jesus to Jerusalem were people expecting a miracle, similar to the miracle that they had witnessed just days earlier on Friday, where Jesus raised Lazarus from this four-day tomb. They'll get their miracle, but not before many, most, perhaps all, give up thinking that this man is not it. They're thinking he is nothing. Maybe they thought the one who had the power to raise others, wouldn't he have the power never to be captured, to be crucified and killed? They gladly praise him when he has life and displaying power and riding in. But who is there to wave palm branches when he passes out of life and into death? Who puts their trust in him then? Who puts their hope in him then? That's what we should put our trust in this week, put our minds onto. We put our trust and hope in a dying Savior who rises triumphant for you. Today starts our week of praise and mindful meditation. Praise with palm branches today to the King who makes peace by becoming nothing. A meal on Thursday with the Savior's body and blood is the feast of forgiveness, and a glimpse on Good Friday of all that he endured for us on the tree, emptying himself. And glory comes Sunday. Don't miss any part of this week. All of it, from Palm Sunday to the teachings on Monday and the debates on Tuesday, the Olivet Discourse on Wednesday, the supper on Thursday, to the cross on Friday, all of it was done for you. In Christ Jesus' holy name, amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your thoughts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.